content of this program is for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Ricky Gibbs for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Reviews. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the News and Observer, from NC Triangle Dining, a restaurant food and drink blog in Raleigh, Durham, Cary, and Chapel Hill, and the Triangle Food Blog, a hobby blog that helps locals keep up with the latest Triangle restaurant news. Our first article today is from the News and Observer. One of Durham's rockstar chefs returns to lead one of the city's most acclaimed kitchens. This was published March 3rd and written by Drew Jackson. The Durham is located at 315 East Chapel Hill Street in Durham, and their phone number is 919-768-8831. When he landed in New Orleans in the early 1990s without a job or a place to stay, Shane Ingram pestered Emeril Lagasse every day for a place in his kitchen. By the time he had run out of money and options and was looking to jump back into a corporate hotel kitchen, Lagasse gave Ingram the yes he had been waiting for, setting him on a path that continues to this day. The latest stop on that path for Ingram, whose former restaurant's Four Square was one of the Triangle's fine dining location beacons for nearly two decades, is the Durham restaurant. Last year, Ingram quietly took over as executive chef of the Durham, running the restaurant, rooftop, and room service of one of the city's highest profile kitchens. Ingram says he returned to Durham Dining after 5 years away with one mission: to pass on his tricks and trade to a new generation. "Deep down, what I was looking for, what I wanted, was to teach," Ingram said. "I had spent a career gaining all the great info and knowledge, and I wanted to share it. I felt like I was just sitting on it." Ingram succeeds Andrea Rusing, the James Beard Award-winning chef of Lantern, who opened the restaurant and rooftop at the Durham more than 6 years ago. Rusing left the Durham in 2020. At the Durham, with its iconic rooftop and mid-century wonderland of a dining room, Ingram hopes to mentor a new generation of chefs and cook a collaborative menu aimed at building Durham's reputation as a dining destination. "I want to keep the history of the Durham going," Ingram said. "I love this food. I didn't want to change the culture. Durham is a dining city. That's something we need to be proud of, that we've managed to make it a national spot for dining." Three giant chef influences. Ingram found his spark for cooking in an eighth-grade home economics class growing up in New Jersey. "I always wanted to get into cooking," Ingram said. "It's the only job I ever pursued. I always knew what I wanted to be." Ingram's mentors included three of America's most influential chefs, a cross-country trio who have helped weave fine dining and restaurants into popular culture: Emeril Lagasse, Charlie Trotter, Patrick O'Connell. To have one of these chefs on a resume can be life-changing. Ingram spent years with all three. Ingram went to culinary school in Atlantic City. He followed a mentor to New Orleans, looking to join the kitchen of a landmark restaurant, Commander's Palace. Finding that to be a dead end, Ingram started knocking on Lagasse's door, as the Sultan of Bam was in the early stages of superstardom with his eponymous restaurant, Emeril's. In the kitchen, Ingram said he found one of the most nurturing chefs of his career in Lagasse, who would make sure cooks were drinking plenty of water while working on the line in the heat of a service. "That set me on the course I am now," Ingram said of Emeril's. "He taught me everything there is to know." Later, Ingram moved to Chicago to work for the late Trotter, whose restaurant was one of the most demanding and reserved in the country. Ingram said that while Lagasse would make sure his cook stayed hydrated, Trotter would wonder why they were standing around drinking water. "By far, Charlie's was the most challenging line to work on," Ingram said. "There was no talking, not because we couldn't talk, but because we were all focused on what we were doing." While it was a kitchen with impossible standards, Ingram only talks about it affectionately, seeing it as a point in his career where he discovered the depth of his capabilities. He said he also thinks about the time in figuring out what kind of mentor he wants to be. "I want to teach through positivity," Ingram said. "Things didn't change in the kitchen, and thank God they did. Things did change in the kitchen, and thank God they did. But Charlie was respectful and really lifted culinary arts as a whole. You'd wear those pans flying across the kitchen as a badge of honor. The worst thing was him not talking to you. The yelling and screaming, he was trying to make you a better person. This is your shot. This is your life. You chose to be here. But I decided if I ever worked that hard again, it would be for myself. A letter of recommendation from Trotter could get you into any kitchen in the world, Ingram said. He used it to move to the Inn at Little Washington, a remote resort-style restaurant and hotel helmed by Patrick O'Connell and one of the very few restaurants in America with 3 Michelin stars. It's also where Ingram met his wife, Elizabeth Woodhouse. Building Foursquare. After a food tour of Europe and a nationwide search for where in America to open their restaurant, Ingram and his wife moved to Durham. They considered Seattle and Austin, but saw a triangle region in the late 1990s on the verge of exploding. It ended up doing that, and then some. First, Ingram served as executive chef of Farrington House in Pittsburgh, before he and Woodhouse opened Foursquare, a fine dining restaurant built in a century-old mansion in Durham. Foursquare was an all-out assault on perfection, Ingram said. Everything I had learned, I was going to apply it to this restaurant, from the cooks, waiters, and dishwashers. Everything was on the table. With Foursquare, Ingram aimed to launch a neighborhood restaurant that leaned towards fine dining. With white tablecloths in the dining room, he thinks maybe he leaned too far that way. The menu was constantly changing and refreshing as he experimented with tasting and a la carte menus that were remade every month. In a 1999 review, former News and Observer dining critic Greg Cox placed Foursquare in the Durham dining pantheon of Magnolia Grill and Nana's, awarding it 4 stars, the maximum at the time. "We excited our clientele," Ingram said. "I felt the love when I walked in the dining room." Ingram would go on to open 2 other restaurants in the Triangle, the Modern One in Chapel Hill and the Gastropub G2B in Durham. Foursquare and One each closed in 2016, but for different reasons. With One, Ingram said the partnership had fallen through, but with Foursquare, he needed to take a breath. "Foursquare closed because I got tired," Ingram said. "It was the kind of tired that comes from an entire lifetime of working and very few breaks. I needed a sabbatical." On that sabbatical, Ingram said he rediscovered a truth. That for all the kitchens across America he had worked and the countless dishes he had created, his love of cooking was still simple. "If you're cooking every day at home, there's not a lot of difference," Ingram said. It felt the same. "I was able to be creative and recharge my batteries and work with chefs around town. I never shut it down all the way." The most enjoyable part. When the COVID-19 pandemic began in early 2020, it kept Ingram out of the full-time kitchen longer than he would have liked. In the years between Foursquare's closing and the Durham, Ingram would sometimes work shifts in the kitchens of his friends and protégés. He said those shifts tapped into his glory days in Charlie Trotter's and Emeralds, but that he knew his job is different now. "Working the line is the best part of what I do. It gives me so much joy," Ingram said. "I understand my job is not to work the line, but that is the most enjoyable part. It's the adrenaline we all crave, the madness of the restaurant life that keeps us on the line." The appeal of the Durham, a hotel that is one of the tallest buildings in the city from which it takes its name, is that the spotlight will always be broader than himself, Ingram said. "It's not all about me. I don't have to be everything all at the time," Ingram said. Foursquare was very personal. You can't do that job without showing that sort of emotion. At the hotel, there's a huge support net and others deserving of the spotlight. On what many hope is the waning side of the pandemic, Ingram is recharged and eager to return to Durham's dining scene. He remembers a time before Durham was dubbed the South's foodiest city, but is comfortable embracing those grand expectations. "Hopefully, we'll reach a lot of people and show them the beauty of the business," Ingram said. The Durham is located at 315 East Chapel Hill Street in Durham, and their phone number is 919-768-8831. Also from the News and Observer, One of Chapel Hill's top chefs is trading in barbecue for casual Italian. This was published March 1st and written by Drew Jackson. Bombolo is located at 306 West Franklin Street, Suite G in Chapel Hill, and there is no phone number or website that I could find at the time of this recording. It's not goodbye for Big Belly Q, but it is see you later. Amid the barbecue boom taking place in the Triangle, one all-wood pitmaster is pressing pause, turning Chapel Hill's Big Belly Q into Bombolo, a mostly Italian sandwich and pasta bar. "We put it into hibernation," Garrett Fleming said of Big Belly Q, which he owns and runs in partnership with his sister Eleanor Lacey. For more than two years, Big Belly Q was part of Chapel Hill's Blue Dogwood Public Market, smoking pork shoulders, house-made sausages, and specials like beef ribs and chickens on a portable all-wood smoker. Now, Lacey and Fleming are looking to open Bombolo by late spring at 104 North Graham Street, just off Franklin Street behind Al's Burger Shack. Fleming said moving the smoker down the street became impossible due to permitting and insurance woes. "The smoke will return one day, most likely in Chapel Hill." "We always kind of viewed Big Belly as the start of something," Fleming said. "We thought we would quickly parlay it into multiple concepts that could organically grow. Barbecue can be delightful to bang your head against the wall, but it lacks some of the creative push," Fleming said. Bombolo arrives. The name Bombolo is Italian, roughly meaning short fat man, Fleming said, in a little nod to Big Belly Q. "Many of the dishes are Italian, from the sandwiches at lunch to the plates of fresh pasta in the evening. But Fleming said Bombolo isn't an Italian restaurant. We want to be able to have some fun with it," Fleming said. "We didn't want to call it an Italian restaurant and then do whatever we wanted to anyway." On the sandwich side, there will be porchetta with burnt radicchio jam, Philly-style roasted pork roll with broccoli rabe and sharp provolone, fried oysters with grilled artichokes, and an olive oil poached tuna with red wine vinegar in a dressed-up version of tuna salad. In the evenings, the menu will feature fresh pasta dishes, including many classic Italian noodles, Fleming said. But there will also be rice noodles with XO sauce made from the charcuterie scraps and topped with an oyster. "It's closer to Chinese than Italian," Fleming said of the dish. "We do want to be able to have some fun with it and be reflective of North Carolina, but also be reflective of what we want to do." Background in fine dining, Top Chef. Fleming's background is in fine dining. His first venture in the Triangle was the downtown Durham restaurant Moto, which closed in 2017, but had earned a raving 4-star review from former News & Observer dining critic Greg Cox. Before Moto, Fleming had appeared on a season of Top Chef and worked in fine dining restaurants in Washington, D.C. Bombolo looks to meet somewhere in the middle of Fleming's experience, the casual lunch service reminiscent of Big Belly Q, then turning into a more traditional service in the evening. Bombolo joins a growing trend in the Triangle of casual food getting fine dining treatment. Fleming said it's a trend tied to the pandemic. "There was a little of this when the housing market crashed a few years ago," Fleming said. "There was a huge swing of white tablecloths going out in Chicago and D.C. People with backgrounds in fine dining doing food they wanted to eat, but for half of what it would cost to eat in a restaurant. You should be able to get edible, delicious, meticulously crafted food that doesn't cost an arm and a leg." On the beverage side, Fleming and Lacey plan to stick to beer and wine, but didn't rule out cocktails down the road. The theme of the wine and beer list will be flavorable affordability, Fleming said, where a lunchtime glass wouldn't seem unreasonable. "I want us to start affecting change for how wines are being priced," Fleming said. "The rule is the glass buys the bottle, but I want us to get our pricing down. When you're abroad, the cost of local beers and wine is extremely nice. A lot of that is lost here." The bar will have a charcuterie chamber on display where various meats will cure for weeks or months or even over a year. When Big Belly Q resurfaces, Fleming plans to keep it in Chapel Hill. He said the city has ceded some of its designated dining qualities to Durham and Raleigh in recent years, but hopes to build concepts like Bumbleow and even eventually Big Belly Q that draws diners back. With our efforts to really try and create concepts in the community, I don't think it's far-fetched for Chapel Hill to regularly be the destination, Fleming said. Bumbleow is located at 104 North Graham Street in Chapel Hill, and there's no phone number or website at this time. And continuing from the News and Observer, a Chapel Hill foodie icon has changed hands. But what about its famous BLTs? This was published February 16th and written by Drew Jackson. The Merritt's Grill is located at 1009 South Columbia Street in Chapel Hill, and their phone number is 919-942-4897. There are no secrets to a BLT. The recipe is the name, the ingredients are simple and stark. Yet Merritt's Grill in Chapel Hill has been known for BLT perfection for decades. The formula is a proprietary stacking of bacon, lettuce, and vine-ripened tomato, smears of mayo on sourdough bread, and a bit of salt and pepper. The keys to that BLT kingdom have been passed with Merritt's changing ownership. John and Paula Toogood, owners of the bread shop in Pittsburgh, have taken over Merritt's Grill with the deal closing in September 2021. Merritt's began as a gas station in the 1920s and didn't become famous for sandwiches until Robin and Bob Britt bought it in 1991 and started making BLTs a year later. Those iconic BLTs have been written up and featured in publications near and far, including being named top of the BLT genre by the News and Observer's former restaurant critic, Greg Cox. Important part of the Chapel Hill community. Robin Britt passed away in 2014, and in recent years, Merritt's has been managed by Claudia Palacios, who helped negotiate the sale, Toogood said. I always thought it was kind of an iconic place, Toogood said. The clientele, the lines of people, the number of stories we hear from people who graduated 12 years ago and remember this from when they were here. It is a really important part of the Chapel Hill community. Everyone has a different story to tell. The bread shop has made the bread for Merritt's for more than a decade, John Toogood said, and the bakery was looking to expand. We thought it would be great to find a partner and open a larger bakery, Toogood said. Claudia said Merritt's was struggling a little and Mr. Britt was experiencing some health problems, so we said, how can we help? For years, Merritt's has ascended to pilgrimage status for many people. The kind of place that's an essential stop at maybe once a year, or whenever visiting from out of town, whenever there's time to brave the hour-long wait for a famed BLT. But Toogood said he doesn't want Merritt's to be a once-in-a-while spot and has aimed on cutting the experience down to 6 or 8 minutes. There was a lot on social media saying the wait was horrible, but it's worth it, Toogood said. They're saying they love the food and love the product, but not the service and the wait time. The service has to be fantastic. While the Toogoods have worked to streamline service, they say they haven't messed with the recipes, though they've tried. We didn't change the BLT. John Toogood wanted to cook the bacon in ovens, believing the passive baking would lead to just as crispy strips without the work of conducting a flat top. But the texture was never quite right, and the flat top won out. Perfection can't be messed with. I came in with all these ideas of things we could change, Toogood said, but we didn't change the BLT. Down the road, Merritt's outdoor patio may see the return of live music, and the beverage options may include draft beer or bottled beer. Merritt's food truck could be in the future, too. We've run out of space in our kitchen, so we started looking at food trailers that could go to festivals or events, Toogood said, so we have considered a food truck. The Merritt's Grill is located at 1009 South Columbia Street in Chapel Hill, and their phone number is 919-942-4897. From NC Triangle Dining, BB's Crispy Chicken in Raleigh elevates the fast food chicken sandwich. This was published March 3rd and was written by Ron Wynn. BB's Crispy Chicken is located at 2920 Sherman Oak Place, Unit 140 in Raleigh. Their phone number is 984-272-3300. When it comes to chicken sandwiches, it's hard to get beyond the hype. From Popeyes to Shake Shack and Chick-fil-A, fried chicken sandwiches have been front and center in the foodie hype world. So what to think when a new chicken sandwich contender enters the fray? BB's Crispy Chicken has been hyped for years as the chicken sandwich with lineage to Chef Ashley Christensen's kitchen. There were lines out the door when BB's Raleigh first opened, but thankfully now the craziness has died down a bit. I've had the chance to stop in for multiple meals. Here's what to expect when you visit. The space itself is big and bright with lots of plate glass windows. The design reminds me a bit of Shake Shack. BB's Crispy Chicken Raleigh, location and parking. Heading out to BB's Crispy Chicken, the Raleigh location is conveniently located at the Midtown East complex, right in front of Wegmans, and is down the street from Costco off Wake Forest Road. Two more locations are in the work for Durham and West Cary, but right now the Midtown East restaurant is your only option. There's some parking in the streets around the store and a major lot to the right and behind in a parking structure. Other option is to park in the back of the Wegmans elevated lot and take some stairs to the ground level. If you're shopping at Wegmans, that location's a good choice. Seating is mainly smaller four-tops with metal chairs and some interesting wood grain booths that don't look particularly comfortable. Given the quick casual origins, the back counter has two registers where you order up your eats. Menu and prices. Review the menus overhead, and it's pretty simple. Five or so chicken sandwiches, dunkers, aka chicken tenders, salads, wraps, sides, beverages, and 12 or so side sauces for dipping. Prices are in the $7 to $9 range for mains and the sides at $3 to $8. I'd expect to pay about $15 per person with a drink. Note that you only get one sauce with your meal, so additional cups are 50 cents, and you will probably want to try multiple flavors out. They are good. Once you pay, you'll get a number, grab your napkins, utensils, and drinks in the corner, and then go find a seat. Your food should take maybe about 15 minutes or so, depending on traffic. Sandwiches and sides. The star of the show is, of course, the chicken sandwiches. I tried the barbecue cheddar, which is slathered in barbecue and cheddar sauce, and constructed atop a nicely toasted brioche bun. It's a well-balanced sandwich, and the chicken definitely has some crunch as advertised. The tender chicken is a medium-sized patty with some thickness and sits in what I think is a double-fried coating. It all works quite well flavor-wise, although the barbecue chicken option is a bit messy. The dunkers are nice pieces of white meat in a gluten-free panko coating, which seems different than the chicken sandwiches. The dunkers are about the right size of chicken wing flat that are shaped perfectly for dipping. I highly recommend the hot honey sauce for that purpose. The food at BB's Crispy Chicken is served in cardboard containers, wax paper, and plastic cups. Perfect for to-go orders. Fries and sweet potato waffle fries at BB's Crispy Chicken in Raleigh. For the sides, you've got some lovely salted skin-on potato fries, sweet potato waffle fries, along with some lumpy, bumpy fried cheese curds. They are all quite good with an average portion size. You've got options on the sides to double up 50-50 for $4.99 or triple play $9.49 your sides in order to try them all. I'm partial to the cheese curds since you can't find them easily in the area. BB's Crispy Chicken, final thoughts. Overall, I found the food and dining at BB's Crispy Chicken to be pretty decent, but it still feels like premium fast food to me. Everything is a touch better than what you might find at Chick-fil-A, but you'll pay about 40% premium or more. The key differences are the chicken sandwich crust and the specialty sauces, which are quite good. Overall, the concept is fine for what it is, but price-wise creeps up on a casual, full, sit-down meal, so your mileage may vary. BB's Crispy Chicken definitely elevates the chicken sandwich game in the triangle, but only by a little bit. Whether you think it's worthy to pay the elevated prices is up to you as a customer. Bon appetit. BB's Crispy Chicken is located at 2920 Sherman Oak Place, Unit 140 in Raleigh, and their phone number is 984-272-3300. Also from NC Triangle Dining, Cugino Forno Neapolitan Pizza, Durham, dishing out delicious wood-fired pies in an industrial space. This was published February 22nd and written by Ron Wynn. Cugino Forno is located at 800 Taylor Street in Durham, and their phone number is 919-908-0122. If you've been following my food blog for any length of time, you probably know that I'm a bit of a pizza fanatic. I'll travel to great lengths for good pizza, so I was super curious when I heard the news about an upcoming Neapolitan pizza joint in Durham, Cugino Forno, Italian for cousin oven. Part of a small local pizza chain based out of Greensboro, the Durham location was going to sit smack dab in the Golden Belt complex right next to Highwire Brewing. I've had a couple of chances to visit Cugino Forno now, and I can say it's really hard to go wrong with beer and a pizza. If you haven't been to the Golden Belt complex, you might be surprised. It's a large refurbished textile mill, which includes corporate spaces, residential living, and retail space. The large retail area has four businesses: Highwire Brewing, J-Lights Market, Two Roosters Ice Cream, and Cugino Forno Pizza, wrapping around a courtyard area and a huge brick smokestack towering over the space. It's a family-friendly space, often teeming with parents and children. Parking can get tight. Cugino Forno sits in a fairly industrial space. Concrete floors, high ceilings with fluorescent lighting, along with long communal tables. Stacks of pizza boxes and Caputo flour lines the walls, giving it a utilitarian feel. The space reminds me a lot of the popular Antico Pizza in Atlanta, a pizzeria that's built for high-volume production and quick service. Order at the counter and you'll receive your choice of 12 or so house pies, salads, sweets, beer, and wine. It's all pretty basic here at Cugino Forno with items between $9 and $20. Note that there are no custom pies, substitutions, or half-topping options. Given the size of their 16-inch pie, you should be able to feed two people with average appetites. The open kitchen, prep area, and ovens are fun to look at. There are tons of stacked wood and pizza dough proofing on large aluminum trays. Neapolitan pizzas have to be cooked up in wood-fired ovens to be official Neapolitan. And it usually takes only 90 seconds or so for the blazing hot ovens at Cugino Forno. There are a slew of soccer or football flags lining the space, and the dining room TVs will usually be playing the current soccer match. So rock on, Cugino Forno. You may be a local pizza chain, but you are slinging out some pretty damn good Neapolitan-style pizzas. Cugino Forno is located at 800 Taylor Street in Durham, and their phone number is 919-908-0122. And that article was shortened for time. And we have run out of time for our episode today of Restaurant Reviews. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Ricky Gibbs, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Reviews is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.